The banners have been unfurled and the scaffolding is in place. On the eve of celebrations for the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council and the launch of the Year of Faith, Pope Benedict XVI decided to dedicate his Wednesday General Audience Catechesis, given to more than 25,000 people present in St. Peter's Square, to his own personal memories of that great gathering, which 50 years ago was like a fresco, a visible sign of the universal church, and a moment of extraordinary grace, even for a then young professor of fundamental theology at the University of Bonn in Germany.
I remember well the enthusiasm, the hope and the joy, not only of the bishops, but of the whole church during that period. As we begin tomorrow the year of faith, it is more necessary than ever to return to the documents of this great council, which was convoked in the words of Blessed John the 23rd, to proclaim the truth of the faith in a renewed way, all the while keeping intact their perennial content.
Speaking in Italian, he continued that the age in which we live today continues to be marked by forgetfulness and deafness towards God. He said he believes that we must learn the simplest and most fundamental lesson of the Council, that the essence of Christianity consists in faith in God.
Our own era, which has forgotten God, needs to be reminded of the profound message of the Council, that Christianity consists of faith in the triune God and in a personal communal encounter with Christ who orients and gives meaning to life. Everything else flows from this. As in the time of the Council, may we in our time recognize with clarity that God is present. He is watching over us. He responds to us. And that when man forgets God, he forgets what is essential to his own human dignity. The 50th anniversary of the Council thus reminds us that the Church, in all its members, has a task of transmitting the message of God's love, which saves and which leads us to eternal beatitude. I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims, visitors, and groups present today, including those from England, Scotland, Ireland, Denmark, Norway, Ghana, Australia, India, Japan, Malaysia, Canada, and the United States. Upon all of you, invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.
But this Wednesday audience wasn't only about looking backwards, it was also about looking forward to the future, and more specifically, to the Middle East, as Arabic made its debut as one of the official languages of the general greetings and catechesis.
Ayyuha al-Abb al-Aqdas.
Ya natikin al-Arabiya, liyubarik al-Rab jamiyakum.
A further sign of the Holy Father's very real love and very deep concern for the Christians of that region. I'm Emer McCarthy.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum,
ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum,
adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini, benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater, et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus.